Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
We kick things off there with a wondrous bit of library music that most of us oldsters might recall that as the theme to Billy Joe Jive, animated super crime fighting ace off Vintage Sesame Street. So that bit of library music there, it's called Afro Cat. And it was written and performed by Richard C. Sanders, which you can find on the awesome compilation called Cinemaphonic Electro Space Soul. Space being the character there. Electro Soul is two words. Not like a dishwasher detergent at all. And then that little bit of kind of heavy metal turntablism there. That's The Slew with the song It's All Over. And The Slew consists of Kid Koala and Dynamite D, along with the trio of Chris Ross, Miles Heskett, and P-Love. And they come up with a swampy bit of psych rock there, augmented with, of course, Kid Koala on the ones and twos there. And The Slew originally formed to provide the soundtrack to a documentary that lost its financing, but the band The Slew persisted, and they self-released their album 100% through the Puget Sounds label, before Kid Koala's label, Ninja Tune, came out with it. And if you actually catch The Slew live, which they're doing a little bit of a North American tour right now, but most of the dates are like, you know, in the States, out east, not here. The former rhythm section from Wolf Mother provides the beat there. So, hey, kids, welcome to Exploding Head Movies, your cinematically inspired program here on UBC's ultra-fantastic community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'll press upon you my talents and whims until 9 in the p.m. You can call the booth here at 604-822-2487. That spells 604-UBC-CITR. You can also email me with the old show name, at least for the time being. That's radiofreegak@gmail.com. So tonight, just to give a little flavor, obviously we heard some funk there and hip-hop, so that will be our flavor du jour. We'll feature the soundtrack to the Blaxploitation tribute film that came out last year, Black Dynamite, and we also got some DJ Shadow RJD2 lined up. But first, in honor of the venerable Scottish holiday, Robbie Burns Day, may the best you have ever seen be the worst you'll ever see. May the moose never leave your gurnal with a teardrop in its eye. May you keep hale and hearty till you're old enough to die. May your eye just be so happy as I was your eye to die. Yes, that was awful, awful. Oh, of course, but a good Scottish name is McGarrigle, and sadly we lost one of them recently to cancer, and that would be Kate McGarrigle, who died last Monday at the age of 63, and she was one half of the McGarrigle sisters, along with Anna, and both of them lived a life full of music, as the family sing-alongs helped propel the two into the Montreal folk scene in the 60s. Initially as part of the Mountain City Four, before they struck out on their own, writing songs, covering brilliant old classics that were open to new ears. And, yeah, they were covered extensively. Of course, Linda Ronstadt based on them frequently, Elvis Costello, the list just goes on. And Kate was married to Loudon Wainwright III, and Kate was mother to both Rufus and Martha Wainwright. And what we'll do is we'll wind up with one of their most beloved songs, which we've probably seen on TV repeatedly. And I'm just sort of queuing up here on the computer here. But first, from their 1975 self-titled album, here's Kate and Anna McGarrigle with one of their French songs. That's that Complain pour Saint-Catherine. La politique.
High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM.
Which is how you do on a log on the river, on the water, so that you don't fall in. So, as the Mountain City Four, they were the voices of Kate and Anna McGarrigle, singing to one of Canada's beloved little folk songs, and that's the Log Driver's Waltz, written by Wade Hemsworth. And that song entered the pop culture with a bang, thanks to the National Film Board of Canada's animated film from 1979. And again, Kate McGarrigle died after a long battle with cancer on January 18th at the age of 63. You're listening to CITR here. This is Exploding Head Movies. I'm Gak. We're going to listen to a little bit more of some acronym mishmash here and more into the hip-hop thing I was talking about earlier. So we got RJD2. He's an affiliate-based producer. Few people best know him for the instrumental theme he provided to the TV series Mad Men. And after setting ablaze the Columbus, Ohio hip-hop scene in the late 90s, RJD2 came to his own on the Definite Jux label with his 2002 album, Dead Ringer. And after being labeled sort of a DJ Shadow knockoff, RJD D2 drifted towards more pop-centric songs, featuring his own vocals. And what we'll do is we'll listen to two of his songs. One of them sort of harkening back towards Dead Ringer. It's a track that came out slightly beforehand. So off the Chocolate Industries compilation called Urban Renewal Urban Renewal Program. This is RJ D2 with True Confessions.
Bless me, Father, for I have spent about 3 years since my last confession. I disobeyed my mother five times. I fought with my brothers six times.
Anything else?
Yes, Father, I stole things.
What did you steal?
I stole stereos and radios and amplifiers and
How old are you?
17, Father.
17.
Yes, Father.
Radios?
Yes, Father.
Amplifiers?
Yes, Father.
And you stole money?
Yes, Father.
In the last 3 years?
Yes, Father. I committed 32 burglaries. One was a church father.
Terrible thing, though. To steal from stores, to steal from a church. That's God's house. Is there any way to get any of this money?
Sure.
Okay, there was RJD2 with the Girls from Art School off last year's EP, The Tin Foil Hat. And you can find that on his new label, which is RJ's Electrical Connections, which is named after an old business of his, what he started to deal with repairing some gear. And at this point, yeah, he has a new album out called The Colossus. And with that, he's come up with a little box so he can house all the albums. He's sort of calling it the 2000 to the 2010 set. He sold the box actually before the album came out, which some people are like, "Ooh, he's getting a little presumptuous here," or "What has he done since 2004? But yeah, he's been quite busy. And the good news for him is that he's actually picked up the rights to his first two albums, which he is hoping, or either he has then re-released through this new label. So coming up at 8, we're going to probably have like a full half hour with DJ Shadow. Not that he's really come up with anything new, but technically this would have been the 100th episode for me under the Radio Free Gak name. But now that we're exploding head movies, like, well, I guess I could keep it around for a bit. But no, these songs have been sort of brewing for a bit. But we're going to play one of his inspirations here. And it's actually a person that's collaborated with him a fair bit. I believe this is what I picked here. I'm sort of confused. Yeah, this is one of his inspirations. It would be David Axelrod, and specifically, actually, we're going to listen to one of his production works here, and this would be the artist known as David McCallum, and this is a song that I know that DJ Shadow has expressed admiration for, and you can actually find this both on the David Axelrod compilation called The Edge, which, conveniently enough, is the song we're going to listen to, and it features his production work, both what he's written and what he's performed at Capitol Records from 1966 to 1970, but you can also find this on the Blue Notes A Dropping Science compilation featuring the greatest samples from the Blue Note Lab. So we're going to listen to David McCallum here with The Edge.
long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
So vote.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
You're listening to Exploding Head Movies on CITR Vancouver here. And next up, as promised, a solid half hour with Josh Davis, a.k.a. DJ Shadow, sampler, producer, record collector extraordinaire. The Shadow's been a music maker since he was a young kid. He was reportedly had a slightly broken cassette recorder that allowed him to record things a little bit differently at different speeds. Not something you'd actually have in like a household in the early 80s, but from that, he was able to step onward to great things. He started listening to hip-hop, found records. He had a show on a campus radio station down in the University of California's Davis campus. That would be KDVS. And, yeah, his love for hip-hop grew, got better with the turntables and the sampler, and we're going to listen to a few pieces here. We're going to start off with some of his work that's appeared on film, and we're going to start off with his work for Dark Days, which was a 2000 documentary about homeless people who wound up living in a section of Underground Railway, the Amtrak rails underneath the Upper West Side of Manhattan. And along with using cues from his 1996 breakthrough album, Introducing, plus some of the pieces from the first Uncle album, DJ Shadow released a single of new songs for the film at the time, including this, which is the main theme to Dark Days. right, so there was from the 1997 Wim Wenders film, that was The Ends of Violence. And there's DJ Shadow with Untitled Heavy Beat Parts 1 and 2. And End of Violence isn't really one of Wenders' really best films there, but as usual, his soundtrack for it was impressive, featuring unreleased tracks at the time by Tom Waits, Roy Orbison for Somehow, and then a duet by Michael Stipe and the recently deceased Vic Chestnut. So we got lined up now with some really old DJ Shadow here. And after his 2006 album, The Outsider, which was sort of a bit of a pell-mell there with his hi-fi hip-hop thing, Shadow's been releasing some of his vintage work there, dating back to the early 90s. And the first volume of his four-track Era series, of which there were four released in limited numbers that everyone's scrambling over to. That was back in 2007. The four-track Era series, Volume 1, focuses on his mixes for the San Francisco radio station KMEL between 1987 and 1991. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to part one of the best of the KMEL mixes before listening to one of his earliest remixes.
We got the Shadow coming up in the mix next. He's going to go deep into the hip-hop underground. Let me go on. I heard he's really hot. So coming up.
Busting out another slamming nonstop power mix on 106.1 KMEL FM, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
Remember those Shadow programs? When Shadow was on, my uncle was janitor in the radio station that featured the Shadow.
If something is yours by right,
ribbit!
Yes, you are.
I have to hear that new song. I don't know the name of it, but oh, it's bad.
Okay, you got it. Coming up. And now, blast your radio.
Love.
rules. The black men, they come up to my door. I don't smoke some, so what they knock for. Kids from the field on your face, got a steal on your street, kind of limited the days. When you track hard, they can't and only get your seats to come back. Man, it's a shame, you're the mighty queen of house with a wide-eyed look and a rock piece. Now you can walk with a swagger, now you simply swagger. From one spot on to the next spot, on to the next spot, on to the next.
Slow down. A fish if he thinks my connection ain't thick, thick, headed like a punk whip. I travel miles with a rhythmic lip. I rock an Afro in 83G, yo, and spray the sheen so I get a soul glow. I play the corner tough, and me and Ace pull puffs on a blunt.
Five is what I want, so I puff a blunt, I don't front, I get flipped, get a sniff, and I go hump a stunt like a pimp pro.
Nah, man, that's super hard.
That's cool, cause I'm still an Afro bro. Yeah, I'm live, but my life is hectic. Every hour, every minute, every I love her head to stay down to earth, cause I've been an Afro since birth.
Now I hold my crotch cause I'm top notch. I run up off like Sasquatch and I like to eat my crap. I got five people just scam, but you can find me directly on the app.
Well, who's that?
My breath never smells whack. I eat the watermelon tic tac before I kiss myself. I always jump back.
Yo, Jesus, track is stacked and you know that.
to Africa. Took me a trip to Africa.
Didn't I see that? I told you to watch out. Said you said you were watching and you weren't. Said you understand?
Shadow's legitimate mix of Zimbabwe Legit's 1992 single Doing Damage in my native language. And that features a bit of a rougher style there, lost scratching there with DJ Shadow. And Zimbabwe Legit was a duo of Akeem Dumi Wright. And they've released only a handful of singles, but it's weird that I took a look at their discography and they've released 6 albums in 2 decades. So they work at sort of a slower pace here. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies. Let me deal with a whole bunch of weird little promos first, because I bet we've got a 10-minute track here. It's a great one, though, so hang on 1 second.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date. Dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
The Pendulum Restaurant, your source for fresh dishes made in-house. The Pendulum boasts a large selection of vegan dishes, a comfortable atmosphere, and tasty breakfasts. On sunny days, you can also enjoy the licensed patio. Conveniently located next to the pit, the Pendulum is open 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday. ¶¶
You're listening to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And yes, based on the song that we just heard before, the Zimbabwe Legit remix, James Lavelle, the founder of the Moax label, he heard Shadow's work for that and asked him to partner together for the label Moax and then his project called Uncle. And in 1993, Moax released Shadow's single Influx, which effectively created the trip-hop movement in the UK. Since they heard that song, they're like, we want to hear more. What was that? I guess it's this, and that's it became. But we're going to listen to a later single here. It's going to be about 10 minutes long. And this is off a 1994 split 12-inch with DJ Crutch's song Kamuri. And this features a brazen sample lift taken from the drummer known as Larry Mullen Jr. from some really big Irish band. So here's DJ Shadow with Lost and Found SFL.
Said to me, I'm out of my mind.
Get high. Get above yourself. Look down upon yourself to your inside of yourself. Look in front and back of yourself till the back in front of yourself is inside yourself. And then you see your own head and know yourself is yourself. Because when you find yourself, you're going to find that yourself is only yourself and the self that can only be yourself. So when you're in front and back of yourself, you're going to find that your mind is in the center of yourself and God is nothing but yourself. And when you reach for yourself, you'll know that yourself is the only thing that can happen to yourself so that nothing can put you down.
And there's one of the producers of Lou Rawls and Cannonball Adderley back in the day. And we actually heard a little bit of his production work to begin that bit of half hour. And that's David Axelrod there with Holy Thursday, which you can find on the, well, you can find on that Edge album. Actually, you can't find it on the Edge album, but you can find it on the Blue Breakbeats Volume 4, which came out in 1999. Although you can find actually some of his other original records have been reissued as of late. So you're listening to Exploding Head Movies. We are going to listen to this, and then I'm going to come up with the Black Dynamite tribute here.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Exploding Head Movies is here. We're just sort of chatting here with the booth. We have an old stalwart DJ who wants to remain anonymous at this point, and then Gavin Walker's here ready in about 15 minutes time or so with the jazz show here. So we're going to listen to a few cues from a blaxploitation tribute film that came out last year. It was profiled at the 2009 Sundance Film Festival, and of course the 2010 is happening right now, and early reports are saying that there's some interesting films coming out. So this is a sort of I guess it's similar to like the Grindhouse thing, where there's a lot of tributes coming back for other films. So this is a brilliant bit for the coming up with the blaxploitation film theme here, and directed by Scott Sanders, starring Michael Jai White as a CIA agent. And there's some brilliant bits there where fake scratches and just some weird retro degeneration of the film there. And of course, dealers are selling drugs in the orphanages, and that's not right. So we're going to listen right now is Adrian Young, and this isn't the drummer from No Doubt. It's someone else, but this is the theme from Black Dynamite, and let's see how many of these cues we can listen here before 9 o'clock here.
I want to tell you a story about a friend I've had. He's a mean motherfucker, and he's super bad. When it's bad. So when you see him, don't have shit to say. He beat the devil with a shovel.
He's doing what he do. He's feeling like he feel. He's killing who we want to. So you know that that is real. Mama always told me there'd be days like this. Better watch them politicians trying to sweep your niggas' necks.
And she told me,
to be a righteous one to come. Gotta clean up the street and put Nixon on the run. He's a funky mother. Ooh. This kind is out of sight. This nigga took out Nixon, so you know he's dynamite. He's killing in the street. He's killing who he be.
If your mouth right a check, that your ass ain't gang.
Use kung fu when it won't to have sex when you please. When the world hurt the children, from the world to its knees. A mastermind plan, a cracker half cooked. He killed his brother Jimmy, so he killed them dirty crooks. Stuck it to the man.
bad. I taste each kiss, I long for each caress. I'm on you now, and nothing less. Oh, you know how to make me feel so good. And oh, you know how to make me feel so good.
Chicago Inn, your chances of life are running thin. Chicago Inn, your chances of life are running thin. Running the streets, doing crime, got honey in the money, but lost your mind. Oh, no. Jimmy's past fell tumbled in the rumble and made your dash. Oh, child, you're running wild. Calling shots while the heat is hot. Thy ice cold, brother, but you got caught this time. Coin drop the dime. Chicago Inn, your chances of life are running thin. Chicago Inn, your soldier's soul and right to live.
background here. Listen to the instrumental version of Jimmy's Dead. We started that set off with the theme from Black Dynamite. Then we heard Gloria, also known as Zodiac Lovers. We heard a 20-second clip there of what was called Anaconda Malt Liquor. And then before that, we heard, or after that, we heard Chicago Wind. Looks like we're out of time not to play the last track, which sounds like a weird sort of take of Thunderball. Just a weird version there. But yeah, these were all done by Adrian Young. And this is from all the score to Black Dynamite, spoof of blaxploitation films. Looks like it actually was finally released in October 2009. Didn't get a chance to see it. And it was picked up by Sony Worldwide Acquisitions and released to the Apparition distributor. So hopefully we might be able to see that in the theaters at some point somehow. But at the very least, I think it will definitely have a long life on DVD, Blu-ray, and all that as a cult classic here. So that's it for Exploding Head Movies. Coming up at 9, it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. Then at midnight, it's Rob Previtt with Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. If you missed any of this week's show, you can always download the podcast as an MP3. If you haven't done it already on iTunes, it's pretty straightforward. All you have to go is to the CITR website, copy the little link there you see in the little orange square icon, and just plop that in iTunes, and you can catch up on this show and all the past ones for the past couple years as both the Exploding Head Movies and Radio Free Gak. I have to redo the website. I'm like massively behind on things, and I'm sort of updating the blog software, but at some point you're curious about past shows. Hopefully I can get this one up soon. It's gak.ca. So next week, we've got lots of new music here. The station's libraries are filled to the rafters of great stuff that's already kicking 2010 off wondrously. And then we're going to do a safe bet for one of this year's Academy Award nominees for Best Score, because it did win the Golden Globe for Best Score, and that'll be Michael Giacchino's score to the Pixar film Up. We're going to close here with something that we know from Pulp Fiction, but we're going to listen to a remix version that was done in 1975. I don't know why Kool and the Gang did this, but their movie Spirit of the, or their film Spirit, not the film, their album Spirit of the Boogie featured a whole bunch of remixes of previous hits and whatnot, but we know this as Jungle Boogie, but this is known as Jungle Jazz, just to lead you into 9 p.m. So take care of yourselves, stay dry, and get your Olympic fever on. It's only just 18 days away. And little Amelia, happy birthday.
Thank you. as we ride off into the ozone. Yes, it's 9 p.m. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up. And you are listening to CITR.